بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. زيد بن أرقم رضي الله تعالى عنه said that one Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم they asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم regarding the animals that are sacrificed on the day of Eid. So he says, Ya Rasulullah, ما هذه الأضاحي? What are these sacrificial offerings? Why are we slaughtering these animals? So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, سُنَّةُ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. This is the prescribed act and practice of your father Ibrahim alayhi salam. We know the famous incident of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So that sunnah is carried out by the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they ask, Ya Rasulullah, ma lana fiha? What do we get out of these animals? When slaughtering them, what are the rewards? What are the benefits? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, بِكُلِّ شَعْرَةٍ حَسَنَةٍ. For every strand of hair, Allah gives you one hasana. For every strand of hair, one hasana. Hasana is a good deed. Hasana can be translated as the currency of year after. We need a lot of hasanat in akhirah. Akhirah, when we deal, we are going to be dealing with hasanat. Allah is going to look at our hasanat. It's all got to do with your hasanat. We have to pile up hasanat in this dunya, and we have to look for every opportunity to earn these hasanat. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, for every strand of hair on that animal, Allah gives you one hasana. So Sahaba says, what about the animals that have hul, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, بِكُلِّ شَعْرَةٍ مِنَ الصُّوفِ حَسَنَة. For every fiber of hul also, Allah ta'ala will give you one hasana. And that is why we should try and slaughter an animal, choose an animal that has the most amount of hul, or the most amount of hair on it. Considering this aspect, this important aspect, that for every fiber of hul, Allah Ta'ala is going to give me one hasan on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah grant us the end.